you, after hearing that Old Testament lesson this morning, isn't it a little bit hard to say thanks be to God at the end? I mean, that was pretty bad news that those folks were getting. But I think paired with the gospel we have this morning, really shows the difference that Jesus made in the perception of who God was and what God was about. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. This is one of his parables of grace, showing the breadth and depth of God's love. Jesus told the parable in response to the question of a young man who wanted to know how he could be granted a place in heaven. When Jesus told him to love his neighbor as himself, the young man asked, "Who is my neighbor?" We might ask that same question. Is my neighbor the person living next door who might be ill or in trouble? Or is it the homeless person standing on the corner holding a cardboard sign saying, "Help"? Could it be one of the countless requests I get in the mail, requesting donations of money? Or could it be the people of Ukraine, whose hundreds of refugees from the attacks by Russia need our help? Who is my neighbor? Is my neighbor anyone who lives in my neighborhood? Or does Jesus' use of the word neighbor carry a broader connotation than that and include anyone whose life I might touch, and even those who are strangers to me but are in need? Not only is this a parable of grace that shows the breadth and depth of God's love, but in Jesus' time, this was, as so much of what he said was, a radical and almost satiric criticism of the leadership in that society and the laws that they demanded be followed by their people. Travelers being robbed and beaten on the roads in the Palestine of Jesus' time was a common event, which is part of the reason that in last week's gospel, we heard that Jesus sent his disciples out in pairs so that they would be able to protect and support each other. So this man was beaten and thrown in a ditch beside the road. As he lay there, two of the religious leaders, a priest and a Levite, passed right by him. When I read that, I'm always reminded of the time that I was walking along the sidewalk in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and saw a woman lying across the sidewalk with her head hanging over the curb. She was skin and bones thin and had sores all over her. Flies were buzzing all around her, and as I watched, absolutely horrified, people were literally stepping right over her and walking on. I ran into the nearest shop and told the man in the shop about the woman and that she needed immediate help and to call an ambulance. I spoke pretty good Thai in those days. The shopkeeper went out to see what I was so upset about, and in a few minutes he came back and said, "Dai Leo," which means she's already dead. He called the police and an ambulance came and picked her up. I was absolutely distraught over the fact that people had walked right over her as if she wasn't even there. I went immediately to the home of my friend, the Reverend Jim Conklin, who had been a Baptist agricultural missionary to the Hill Tribe people in Thailand for about 20 years. I told Jim what had happened, and I asked him why the people would walk right over her and not try to help her. He said, "You just have to understand, in this culture, they believe so strongly in karma. You don't interfere with what is happening to another person, because that is that person's karma, punishment or reward for something they have done in a previous life. The people believe in reincarnation. If you interfere with another person's karma, the same punishment may be visited on you in this life or in your next life." much shorter if the Jews traveled through the territory of the Samaritans. They would take a much longer, circuitous route rather than pass through the land of their hated enemies. So the fact that Jesus told this story with this kind of radical upset your apple cart details in response to the question, who is my neighbor, gives a pretty clear message that even those we most dislike are our neighbors. Those who are most different, those we do not necessarily choose as our friends, are our neighbors. What is more clearly is that it condemns those who are so caught up in their rules and attitudes of exclusion that they ignore and can't see those who are truly needy. Here's the good news. God never gives up on us. God gave us Jesus to tell stories that would make us think and ask questions about how the stories might apply to us. None of us is perfect. I'm sure I've made God shudder several times this week, but I know how much God loves me, enough to become incarnate, to live and die for me, that I might know the truth, and that the truth might set me free, that I might learn from my mistakes and grow to be all that God created me to be, that I might love like Jesus loved, all creatures, everyone, the lovable and the unlovable. And when that unlovable one is me, I know I have to go to God and ask for forgiveness, and remember that Jesus came to save me from myself. As the hymn says, let me love that I might lovely be. God sent Jesus to teach us reverence for life, for every created thing, gentleness, tenderness, mercy, humility, to be good stewards of all that God has given us, that we might live in peace and harmony with all life. My most passionate thoughts are always expressed in poetry. So I leave you today with a poem that I wrote about this gospel that I think expresses what Jesus was trying to tell that young lawyer and us. It's called, Who is My Neighbor? A man went down, over 3,000 feet down, alone he went, down from Jerusalem to Jericho, below the level of the sea. Beset by thieves, stripped, robbed, beaten, and sent into a ditch beside the road to lie and die alone. The priest and Levite saw him there, but their care was hindered, blocked, altogether stopped by their adherence to the law. Black and white, there's been a fight, but clean, we are clean, right, uptight, touch might defile. So let us walk by, while he lies there, life oozing out in the ditch. We're clean, we're clean. We've clean forgot what life is all about. But the despised has not. He bends and gently lifts him up and lays him on his steed. No thought for himself, only pity for those whose deed has left the suffering here to die in the ditch. The lawyer said, Who is my neighbor? Who? It's you, and me, and you, and the Samaritan, and the beaten, and the beaters, and the Levite, and the priest. That's who.